Takfiri insurgents have killed three journalists from the Lebanese television channel of Al Manar in Syria. The Al Manar crew members died Monday after their car was ambushed by the foreign-backed militants in the Syrian town of Maalula. The three martyrs are Al Manar's reporter Hamzi Hash Hassan, as well as technician Halim Alawai and cameraman Mohammed Mantash. Two other colleagues were also wounded but are in stable condition at Lebanese hospitals. These journalists have left a legacy with a strong message behind. Al Manar Television has said the death of their colleague will not stop the television from reporting on the Syrian issue, as even the media is willing to pay the price to portray the truth. The latest news has prompted many to believe that Takfiri groups in Syria have an agenda of just killing as many people as possible.
They were portraying the true image of what is happening in Syria. They were just doing their job as journalists. They weren't carrying weapons or guns. They were carrying a camera, pens and paper. Unfortunately, there is this Takfiri mentality that doesn't accept any of that. The crew was going to show the true image of these Takfiris, who have been the cause of multiple deaths here in Lebanon.
At Al Manar newsroom, an empty desk of reporter Hamza Hash Hassan was seen. But his colleagues believe it wasn't just their channel which lost a journalist. The funeral processions took place Tuesday for reporter Hamza Hash Hassan in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Another procession for cameraman Mohammed Mantash in the south of Lebanon. Technician Halim Alawai's funeral processions will take place Wednesday in Lebanon's Hirmel. More than 30 journalists have been killed in Syria since the conflict began in 2011. They include Press TV's correspondent Maya Nasser, who was shot dead by militants in Damascus in 2012. Syria now has been designated as the most dangerous spot in the world for media workers. Lamise Karut, Press TV, Beirut.